I think I just need to play like a scenario in my mind. Like, why would I, how would I say hello to somebody? Like, maybe if I'm gonna go to the shops and try and buy some stamps and I say hello to the guy at the fucking counter, like, hello, can I have some stamps? Okay.
I thought it would be like scenario, like someone you haven't met in 15 years fucking jump scares you and it's like, oh,
Hello?
hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is there? Okay. Hello, and welcome to the Witchcast. This is the podcast about making a podcast. It's easy enough to set up a few microphones and talk shit, but it's hard to know what that perfect niche is. And to be honest, we aren't too sure either. I'm Matt Thompson, and today I'm joined by Ollie. Squiggly bracket, say hi.
Hi.
This week, we're gonna be getting into the deep nitty-gritty of your favorite franchises with the almighty power of lore.
Of lore. Fuck, it's all about lore.
We'll put some reverb on it, dude, to just emphasize lore.
But not to be mistaken by the other successful podcast lore.
Oh, there's a podcast called
Yeah,
Lore.
this podcast called Lore. I think they made an Amazon show about it too, and they call it Lore. This is not that. This is different lore. different show, different lore.
Data's brother from Star Trek, his brother's name is Lore.
Oh shit, really? Can we pivot to that? This is not a this is not a Star Trek. Unless we could do Star Trek lore. I mean
Oh,
that baby
shit.
can go for foot that has the mileage on it.
Yeah, Star Trek always has like really annoying like story elements that contradict each other and shit, don't they?
Yeah, but like, and there's like time travel and shit, and like alternate dimensions, and like parallel universes and stuff. Fucking pocket dimensions. The Q collective is in the fucking pocket dimension.
The Q Collective.
Whatever it's called. What's the Q continuum?
The Q Continuum, yeah.
Ah, fuck.
The Q Zone.
I've watched too much Next Generation. The too much Next Generation fucking occupies my brain.
Well, that's the thing, man. Like, I don't know if you're like one of those people who like rewatch TV shows and stuff. Like, would you ever just have like Next Generation on in the background just while, you know, working or doing something, or is it too distracting?
I mean, like, I don't know if I rewatch like a lot of stuff, but I do tend to like do stuff while watching new shows. So, but because like, there's so many episodes of Star Trek that I can put on like a new episode. Because I don't think I ever. I think I still have like a season left of Next Generation, but because I started what Sisko's Big Adventure? What's it called? Oh, Deep Space Nine.
Cisco's bigger,
I started Deep Space Nine before I finished Next Generation. So like fucking I didn't finish Deep Space Nine and I was like, oh, let's see what the fucking the next series is like. So
yeah.
I started a bunch of them, but fuck. Never finished them.
Dandy, you should watch Enterprise, man. It's like a newer one, but it's like really short because it wasn't very popular. But there were like just f a few really, really funny scenes that weren't supposed to be funny, like.
Isn't that the one that has like the there's like a hologram doctor or something? There's like
That's
a hologram
Voyager.
boy. Oh fuck, yeah, then what's oh Enterprise is like oh no fuck, I'm thinking of Discovery. God, what the fuck's Enterprise?
Oh, Enterprise is like it's supposed to be like the very first Starship Enterprise. So it was like the prototype one, and they had to do some shit.
Oh shit, I think I have seen episodes of Enterprise.
Yeah, they're all like, it looks like they're in a submarine because like that's the styling, and like everyone's wearing these weird blue jumpsuits and shit.
Fuck, they Star Trek love their fucking costume changes.
Yeah, can you imagine that like any other like government company like on Earth or in space that changes their uniforms every like 2 to 3 years? Like, what the fuck?
Do they like fucking because they 3D print everything. Do you think they 3D print like new jumpsuits? What, you get like a new fucking you get an email, fucking new hot new jumpsuits fucking coming through.
Download your pants right now. That's probably it. That probably is how it works.
Because like there's so many fucking like starships out there, so like it wouldn't that be confusing that you meet someone who's in the same fucking federation as you and has completely different uniform because it's like fucking 2 years apart.
Yeah, and how do those people who are on like really long voyages, like 5-year missions and shit without returning to base, how do they get their new uniforms or like.
Do you think there's like TV shows fucking reviewing the next fucking hot federation fashion? Fuck, we got derailed so fucking fast. Okay, so yeah, it's lore related though. I mean, next generation fashion tips. I mean, like, it's lore related. I guess I've never watched the original Star Trek, so like a lot of stuff like goes over my head.
I don't know. I think I haven't watched the original Star Trek either, but I'm pretty sure that they just made shit up in that early one. So, and they just keep doing the same thing in every single season, dude.
I thought, but it isn't like all the shit they fucking they come up with, doesn't it just go on top of each other so that it like it just keeps building up like all the weird lore stuff? Because like I think this kind of does go into my idea that like I want to make a podcast that explains like. You know, you can get, like, per episode, it explain some, like, convoluted lore for your, if you want to get into, like, a new TV show or a new game or, like, book or something. We'll fucking break down the lore so people can finally understand it, because some of that lore is fucking incomprehensible. Like, you need a fucking PhD to understand some of the bullshit that's on here.
Yeah, wasn't there a thing like that they used to do with music videos and stuff? Like,
wait, is there a music video lore? What?
Yeah, no, but it was like it would like bubbles and like little facts would come up on the screen about like, oh, did you know before Britney Spears' 2005 Freak Out, where she shaved her head, like she won this many Grammys and shit, and it would come up on the screen like, well. I forgot what that shit was called, but...
Yeah, you get, like, the pop-ups on, like, Spotify and stuff.
Yeah, it's like that.
Isn't it... it's called Genius, maybe? Something like that? Isn't that...
No, but before, like, it was on TV, like, on the actual...
Oh!
Like, music videos and stuff.
Like, the pop-up, like, instead of fucking 2.5 Men, you get fucking Hot Tips. Your favorite artist, I don't know.
Yeah, but it would be like always like while the song was playing, and then it would just like cover up the music video so you couldn't actually see what was going on. It was like, here's a fun fact. Who's a musician? Cardi B loves to eat shit, like, you know. And it would just come up, like, just tell you this random ass fact, like in the middle of the music video.
Oh no, I think the water is affecting my laptop.
Oh fuck.
Oh, no. That's no good. Okay, I unplugged it.
Dang, dude. Just put it in rice, man. Put the whole laptop in rice.
I'll put half of it in rice while I'm still doing this podcast. Hopefully, you know, it'll be some ambience, you know, the fucking rice rattling around while I'm doing this.
Rice getting stuck in your fan blades. Ding, 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 ding.
And then it'll, like, add to our lore, because eventually we'll release an episode about... the lore of our own podcast.
Ooh, well, I don't know, dude. Ooh.
It is, because like if we do, dude, this,
how much lore is there?
I know, but like it'll build up, you know. It'd probably be mostly about Goop, but like, you know, that someone might not have not listened to, what was it, fucking episode 1, episode 2, when we did fucking Goop, and then we could fucking fill them in and be like, yeah, we fucking dunked on Gwen for fucking 2 episodes.
I see what you mean. Technically, whatever's in a recording is considered lore, right?
Yeah. It's our own personal lore. Like, okay, so... all the spin-offs that we've created over the years of, like, all the, you know, the podcast episodes we green-lighted.
Created this multiverse of podcast children. You mean podcast orphans?
Yeah, there's all the alternate realities that we actually ended this podcast and started a new one.
Yeah, that's true, dude. There must be so many different realities just from our indecision, creating offshoots of the timeline just because we couldn't choose a podcast to create.
Yeah, and there's a lot of Al lore, like when we took him to the fucking car wash and we couldn't do an episode. Okay, so I should actually start the my pitch. I had an idea for, like, you know, like, the pilot for this podcast is I should pick, you know, one of these popular franchises that people want to get into. And, like, I was kind of stuck between either Resident Evil or Kingdom Hearts, because the lore for those is...
Oh my god.
Extensive. Like, it just keeps on going, and they keep making prequels, and they keep, like, adding and, like, rewriting its own, like, lore. I think you mentioned that there's, like... There was a series that you were kind of confused with and you wanted to understand, like, what the hell is going on.
Yeah, I think I always wanted to learn, like, the Dark Souls lore, because there's always so much shit going on. And, like, or, like, the Metal Gear Solid lore, because that's fucking wild as well.
Oh, fuck. I'd love to. Maybe you could do, like, if we did this podcast, maybe you could do the Metal Gear Solid episode. Because, like, I think you probably know more than I do, because I've never played, like, any of the Metal Gear Solid games.
I don't know how to play Metal Gear Solid, man. I've only played, like, the demo for, what is it, Sons of Mothers of Daughters of Liberty, where you get to play as Snake for, like, 5 minutes on the PS2.
Oh, fuck. All I know about it is that one, one glossy JPEG of the senator saying nanomachine son.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where that comes in. I think it's like that spin-off.
I think it's from Revengeance, yeah. I think, yeah. I did play that one, but I didn't understand it. I
think Revengeance is only like 3 hours long or something. God. Okay, so I think I might do Kingdom Hearts. So actually, this should probably have a spoiler, just in case anyone wants to play Kingdom Hearts or any of the Kingdom Hearts games. At least the first two, whichever two you want to pick, because I don't like, what are we gonna, should we do this in chronological order or like the game release order?
Why don't you tell me like the very beginning, dude?
No, I can't get into the fucking Keyblade Wars, Matt. It's too complicated.
Well, that's what I need to know, man. I need to know the background. Well, what about like just like a general overview? Like, what the fuck is the Keyblade Wars, man? Like a giant dropped his key ring and people just started fighting over it, or?
Okay, so like I never played the mobile game, so I'm not as familiar about the Keyblade War.
What the fuck? It was a mobile game, man.
Yeah, I think technically in the chronological order of Kingdom Hearts, the mobile game comes first, and then Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep is after that.
What the
because
fuck?
Because all of this happens before the first Kingdom Hearts. Birth by Sleep is like was like the prequel, but then stuff happens after that prequel.
Why is the name so edgy, man?
I think it was like a demo or like a pre-release. No, it was a tech demo for Kingdom Hearts 3, which technically is the prequel to Kingdom Hearts 1.
Okay,
it's so yeah, in the mobile game, I think there was like loads and loads of like people were like trained to be Keyblade masters, and I think that I might need to look this up because I'm not familiar with the mobile game. Fuck, I'm already fucking up my own pitch, Matt.
The mobile game. Should we really accept lore information from a mobile game? Like, is it actually like part of the canon? Or what is the difference between like lore and canon? Is there any specificity that needs to be determined with that? Or
I think they're the same thing, because like, yeah, lore is like the canon story, but I guess both of them can change, like what happened in Star Wars, you know, and like Disney bought it and they said like all these books that were part of the lore are now like garbage.
Oh, yeah, like, they said
part
like
part of Star Wars Legends or whatever.
Yeah, fuck, I do remember that actually.
Okay, so the first Kingdom Hearts game, as you wanted to know about the Keyblade War, is called Kingdom Hearts Key, but not the word key. It's the Greek letter key. So it's like a weird funky X, but it's pronounced key.
What the fuck? Okay.
Yeah, so it's already fucking confusing. But apparently it was a browser game exclusively, but it wasn't popular, so it shut down, so they re-released it for the phone, and now it's called Kingdom Hearts Union Key. So if you want to learn about the fucking the Keyblade War, you'll have to get that mobile game, fucking Union Key.
What's a Keyblade?
It's
Is it like a sword? Is it like an axe?
Yeah, it's kind of like a sword shaped like a giant key, but I think they were all modeled after the Keyblade, which I don't know actually. I might be wrong about that, but the key blade is also the Greek symbol key, and then the word blade,
not
the word key, and then the word blade.
Okay,
I know.
Who has the keyblade? Wait, so are keys not the same as keyblades, or like
Xehanort, which is the main bad guy throughout like the whole series?
Or should we be saying chi blades?
He wants to recreate or like create the keyblade, which is like this all powerful thing,
fuck.
But not. Keyblades, like the Keyblade War, the letter, the Greek letter key, that's like an X, and then blade. I feel like I'm having a stroke. I think Matt went into a comatose state, much like Much like Ventus went into a comatose state when he fought against Xehanort, and he was saved by Aqua in Birth by Sleep at the end there. You know how it is when you get put into what was it called? Castle Oblivion. Yeah, so like, there's this dude called the Masters of Masters, and he has this thing called the Book of Prophecies, and like, it foretold the Keyblade War. And then I think the mobile game is like the world before the war started, and kind of it leading up to that.
Okay.
And you're all like Keyblade Masters, and I think you're all gonna fight in a big place, which becomes the Keyblade Graveyard.
Who determines that? That's the is that what it was called afterwards, or is that just?
I don't know what it was originally called. It's like, I really should have brushed up on this lore before we did this podcast. I think it's called the Badlands. The Keyblade Graveyard was called the Badlands. Okay, I'm gonna move on to
wait.
Birth by Sleep. Because
what about you know, the Book of Prophecy you're talking about?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I don't know if they...
It was never explained.
Okay, it says, according to Kirimphi...
What?
Before its creator disappeared, he bestowed 6 followers with new names and gave them five of them a tome from the Book of Prophecies. These 5 followers would become the foretellers and read the future written in the tomes. And then, like, the future was, like, about this big war and like enveloping the world in darkness.
Okay, so someone had the book and he distributed the pages from the book, or the tomes, right? Is this right?
Yeah, and like each person that got, like each foreteller that got the book created their own like union, like their own team that they were training people under.
Against each other?
And I think there was like, and there's like a lot of backstabbing and stuff, and I think they ended up becoming like a big war, and they're all like fought each other.
Oh.
I think so. Okay, so God knows when this mobile game came out. I don't know how long I've been talking about Kingdom Hearts Key, or the key. I need to get into Birth by Sleep, because that's one I actually have played.
Why are all the names so fucked up in this franchise, man?
Oh, okay, so... I should have read all the names from the franchise before we did this, because, okay, so the actual chronological order, which I think we should do at the beginning of each podcast, is like say the order of everything if they actually wanted to do stuff. Because, you know, like when you want to start stuff, you, like sometimes you don't know where to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we start with the mobile game, Key, or Unchained Key, or Back Cover, or Union Key, which are all names for the same game.
Why does it have so many names, man?
okay, so there was the mobile game, then there was Birth by Sleep, and then there was A Fragmentary Passage Part 1, which was a tech demo, which is part of the story. Then there's Kingdom Hearts. And then after Kingdom Hearts, there's Chain of Memories. And then after Chain of Memories, just before Kingdom Hearts 2 starts, there's 358 over 2 days, which leads into...
Hold on, are these subtitles, or like, are these just the actual titles?
That's the actual title of the name. It's 358 over 2 days. And it's written like a division sum. Like, it's fucking like, it's that, like, divided by 2 days.
What the fuck?
Okay, so then there's Kingdom Hearts 2, and then there's Kingdom Hearts Coded, which I remember is a card game. Then there's there was Dream Drop Distance, which is 3Ds, because it was on the 3DS. And then there's a Fragmentary Passage Part 2.
What does a fragmentary passage sound like? Something you get after you have fucking constipation.
Oh god, yeah, that's when it's fucking disrupted when you... Okay, so wait, and that leads into Kingdom Hearts 3.
Okay.
Okay, that's the chronological order of Kingdom Hearts. If anyone really wanted to know about that.
Right.
You still with me?
So the last entry is Kingdom Hearts 3, but there's more than 3 games in between every single other game.
Yeah, because there was a long period between each one, and I think a lot of them came out on, like, the DS and the 3DS and, like, the PSP. I think they only wanted to make like the main games and the main consoles. They just kept on like jamming stuff that happened in between the games and like prequels and shit.
Okay, so what's the overarching story, basically? Does it follow one character or two characters, or why is Mickey Mouse in that shit, bro? I don't understand.
Mickey Mouse is like, he's one of the main Keyblade welders in the series. Like, he's one of the main characters, pretty much. Like, I think he's the most important Disney character. That, or this guy called, yeah, Yin Sid. Yin Sid and Mickey are the most important ones. Yin Sid is literally Disney spelled backwards, and he's like a grand wizard kind of guy who like trains a lot of these guys. I think he's the guy who trained Mickey.
So wait, is this about Disney? Like,
yeah, Disney is part of this entire thing. I really should have, if people aren't familiar with Kingdom Hearts, I really should have followed with that Mickey Mouse is a crucial character in this entire convoluted story. The most...
Is that a joke, man?
No,
is that real?
He's real. Okay, so... if you let me get into fucking Birth by Sleep, you'd get into me talking about fucking Mickey Mouse being a fucking Keyblade apprentice, okay?
Okay.
But what's really confusing about the story, which I think... it should be the first lore episode. There's probably be multiple episodes about this because there's so much content and it's so confusing and so many characters are technically the same character because people keep on getting like broken up into multiple pieces and then those pieces become characters and then like...
What do you mean? What does that mean? So what, they put somebody in a blender and like someone else drinks their juice and they become like Mickey 2 or like...
When someone gets split up, they get split up into like... their heart and their soul, but then their body is still there, but then so like the main like antagonists, so like the minions you fight are called, well, like the base ones usually play are the nobodies and the heartless.
Okay,
the heartless are a corrupted heart from what I remember, and the no bodies are in fact the body that's left over. So I don't know why I think there's a lot of discussion that really should have been reversed, but it's not, it's just not. So the heartless are in fact the heart, and the no bodies are the body when we split up.
Okay, so that was an intentional choice, right, to do it that way, or
I don't know.
Or are they doing this on purpose just to confuse people?
Maybe. Okay, so here's the definition. The heartless are the physical, living manifestation of the darkness within people's hearts. Which, I feel like this is actually a crucial point because, like, when the heart is removed and they become heartless, the body left over, which is a nobody, like... you get main characters who are nobodies, and like this is why it gets confusing because a character gets broken up into their heartless form and their nobodies form, but they all have different names.
Like Brewmaster from Dota.
yeah, like exactly like Brewmaster for Dota, and then they all combine to become the same.
Jesus.
Okay, so like for example. In Birth by Sleep, like, there's three main characters that they each, like, have intertwining stories because they're all students of, like, this guy called Ericus. And, like, they're all, like, throughout that story, they're all kind of getting corrupted and kind of, like, led in different directions by the bad guy Xehanort because he wants to create the big Keyblade.
What did you say?
And, like... No. And basically, the other guy who's you mainly fight throughout... the game is called Vanitas, and he is the dark embodiment of Vantus, which is one of those main characters. So technically, one of the guys you're fighting is technically a part, like the dark version of you, who's like still part of you.
Okay.
So like the main, the three main characters are Aqua, Terra, and Ventus, and Vanitas is like the dark part of Ventus's heart.
Hold on, wait. So who do you play as? Mickey Mouse.
You play as either... Oh, no, you become, like, you meet Mickey Mouse in the beginning because he's also a Keyblade, like, admirer, like an apprentice.
Right. And Goofy.
They haven't... I mean, like, they're there, but they don't really have, like, a main part because they become, like... Because Mickey ends up Because in Kingdom Hearts 1, Mickey ends up becoming, like, the king, and then, like...
What? I thought this was a Final Fantasy game, man.
Yeah, but they're, like, the Final Fantasy characters are also in there. So, like, Sephiroth is, like, in there somewhere. Cloud turns up and helps you a little bit. Oh, God, my Tamagotchi's going off. God, this podcast is a nightmare. Okay, so... I don't think I could do this podcast, Matt. I think it's too I should have picked something easier like Resident Evil because me trying to I understand this, but I think it's because like it's like I'm part of a cult and I'm trying to describe to you like what's happening because it makes sense to me, but everything coming out of my butt like my mouth just doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Oh, fuck. Another cult episode,
Kingdom Hearts isn't the cult. Okay, so... You know when I was talking about...
Are you sure? It does sound pretty culty.
I want to tell you the most confusing part. Just, like, because you have no concept of, like, this plot. Okay, so...
No,
Vanitas, that guy who's part of Ventus, at the end of the game of Birth by Sleep, Ventus is supposed to become, like... Xehanort wanted him to become like the vessel for the Keyblade, so your dark part kind of gets combined with Ventus, and then he kind of gets taken over, and then Terra, the other main character, gets like possessed by Xehanort because Xehanort's like an old man, so he wants to take over Terra's body and then like possess him and control him, and like Aqua's there to try to like save everyone, and like Ventus. He has, like, a fight inside his mind, and he sacrifices his mind to defeat the dark part of him, so it becomes, like, comatose.
Wait, so you're saying that there's another element to this weird body triangle. So there's heart, soul, body, and now there's mind involved, too?
In his mind, I guess it's, like, the light part of him and the dark part of him, but then both parts are kind of destroyed, but... Okay, so... Sora, the main character in the first Kingdom Hearts.
Can I ask one more question, please?
Sora met Ventus at one point throughout this whole story. And so Ventus touched Sora's heart. So a part of Ventus is in Sora. So when Sora's heart and body gets separated...
Who's Sora?
His nobody... looks exactly like as an identical copy of Ventus, but is called Roxas. And then
what the fuck? Wait, can I ask one question? So that dude had a fight in his mind. He basically gave himself brain damage by thinking about it too hard. Is this right?
Yeah. It happens.
What the fuck? Okay, sorry. Who's this other guy you mentioned?
Oh, Terra.
His other character.
Aqua.
No, not that one. The other one.
Xehanort.
No, not that one. The other one.
Wait. Roxas.
No, it was way after that.
Vanitas.
No, before that.
Ventus.
No, it was after that.
Oh.
Sora. Who's Sora?
Okay, Sora's the main character for the Kingdom Hearts series. So, like, after Birth by Sleep, you're usually playing as Sora. And, like, what was really confusing is, like, it kind of jumped from Kingdom Hearts 1 to 2. And unless you played, like, this really... Like, you played 365 Days out of 2, which I think actually came out after Kingdom Hearts 2... They explained like a lot of it. So when you start Kingdom Hearts 2, you start as Roxas, and then Roxas gets combined back in Sora because Sora is like comatose, and then you start playing as Sora again after like 3 hours later. So you like it starts with this character you have no idea anything about, and then like they don't explain any of this lore like at all about like who Roxas is and why he looks exactly like this other character.
Okay, so. So Sora's the main character.
Oh, by the way, and Xehanort, he, like parts of him are like the main protagonists in like not I mean antagonists in like the other Kingdom Hearts games. Like like this is another character called Ansem, and it turns out Ansem and Xehanort are the same person because Xehanort got split into two, but all of the because he possessed Terra, all of the like parts of him that get fractured all look exactly like Terra. They don't look like the old man. They look like the other character.
But why? Like,
I don't know. This is why I need to explain this. So people will be like, oh, so now I can play Kingdom Hearts 3 because I understand the lore and the story.
I don't know, man. This just sounds like somebody's just making shit up, bro. All these names sound fucked as well, man.
They did. I think... this is what happens after, like, fucking 15 years of just, like... just making shit up and just seeing what happens.
How can you take a game seriously if it's got fucking like Woody the Cowboy in it and shit, like Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah, I forgot that. Yeah, that there's that. I think Woody's like a main character in Kingdom Hearts 3. But like, it's the best. Okay, the best part of Kingdom Hearts outside of the stupid story is like Disney characters talking about like people's like souls being ripped out of their yeah. body and being like, you can't steal like Sora's body and possess him to this. And it's like, Woody, no, please, you don't need to save me.
Just Woody. Who played fucking Woody? Wasn't it Tom Hanks, bro? Tom Hanks is fucking Woody, right?
Yeah. I think also, I remember in Kingdom Hearts 2, Captain Sparrow from the Pirates of the Caribbean is in there as well. So, yeah, because Mickey is, like, one of the main Keyblade Masters, he keeps on appearing, and he's kind of, like, he goes missing at the beginning, before Kingdom Hearts 1 starts, because he's looking for Aqua. So, Goofy and Donald are trying to look for him, and they recruit Sora. And, like, that's how Sora gets involved. And also, Sora's whole island gets, which is called Destiny Island, gets taken over by Heartless. And so he loses his whole home, and, like, his friends get separated and stuff. And then, like, that's why he has to, like, do all this stuff.
Is he, like, an orphan or something? Or, like, he's just a regular dude?
I think he probably is an orphan. I don't know. I can't remember if they ever explain who his parents are. They just have, like, the thing where, like, Ventus met him and, like... part of Ventus went into him,
God,
or something.
That's so gross.
God, how long have I been talking about this for? I need to stop. I need to talk about something else.
Okay, well, why don't you try and explain a little bit of Resident Evil lore then instead? Because I don't really know what the fuck is going on with.
I've lost the plot of how, like, at least with Resident Evil, it doesn't have, like, like words that sound exactly like other things and characters. Like, in Resident Evil, like, everything goes back to fucking Umbrella. Like, it doesn't matter how complicated things are, it always goes back to fucking the Umbrella Corporation. Yeah, so how would we structure this podcast, getting back? I can finally move away from Kingdom Hearts.
I think you would need, like, a really big fucking document outlining, like... Oh god, actually, no, that would be impossible, wouldn't it? I think you just have to fucking play the games, bro, on screen, and then, like, talk about any additional information, like, while you're playing.
No, because, like, while you play the games, like, sometimes they don't explain any of this shit. Like, you have to fucking, like, you need to read about it afterwards, or maybe, like, they explain the lore in a fucking, like, a book trilogy or something, like, 3 years later.
What about, I guess you could do it as, like, some kind of, like, documentary-style Let's Play... where you just, you know, you go through the levels, you know, maybe showing a little bit of gameplay that's necessary, you know, but you don't necessarily want to see somebody, like, failing again and again, so you just put all the good shit in, and then, like, you talk on top of it, maybe, and say, like, oh, here, you know, this egg.
I think, aren't there people who, like, already do that on YouTube? Like, they make it kind of like a movie. Like, they kind of piece stuff together and make it like you just get, like, watch, like, the game for, like, 2 hours.
Yeah, I've done that once or twice. I think I watched, like, all the Necromunda clips or some shit, like, because I didn't want to play the game.
I think, from what I remember, I think that's what I actually did with Birth by Sleep. I did one run through, and I tried to do, like, because you have to play the game, like, 3 times.
Why?
to finish the plot. So I like... started the second playthrough, I was like, I can't do this anymore, and then I just watched the ending on YouTube.
Fuck. I mean, if your game is, like, that complicated, I don't know, man. Is the story really good, or are you just such a bad writer, but people love it, because it's got fucking Mickey Mouse in it? Like...
No, yeah, it's a bad, convoluted story, but it has, like, your fucking favorite Disney characters in it. So, like, let it slide. Oh, yeah, in Birth by Sleep, while all this is happening, Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
Why?
and fucking... Who's the Hunchback called again?
The Hunchback of Notre Dame? Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch that movie.
Well, he's there.
Okay. what? are they part of the story, or like are they just like vehicles to fucking cash out on some of these characters, or?
Yeah, probably, because like as you go, you have to go through these Disney worlds, and you kind of like follow, and you're chasing off the people, and they end up going to like different worlds, and usually like the Disney villains get in the way because they also want to like control people's hearts and want to get the Keyblade, so they like the villains end up getting involved.
So
fuck, it's complicated shit.
Is the Kingdom Hearts lore now also a part of the Disney lore?
I don't know. We need confirmation.
Is Steamboat Willie a Keyblade wielding? Also, what are the Keyblades open? Are they actual keys, or are they just weapons that look like keys for no reason?
They're both. My sound is defeated as I fucking picture it in my head. Like, just talking about this is fucking crushed my soul and my spirit. I was trying to get away. I was ready to fucking talk about the podcast, talk about fucking Resident Evil.
I think this game is fucked, man. It's not your fault, but like, this game is just fucked, bro.
There's one more thing I want to mention. One of the main antagonists in the story is fucking Pete from Mickey Mouse. Because he works for Maleficent.
Oh my god. Pete, like the big dog looking guy, like...
Yeah, who like fucking sits in the hot tub with Goofy in the fucking Goofy movie. Yeah, he's like one of the main bad guys. And like he, I don't know why, but there's a fucking jock strap like on top of his uniform in the game. Like he has a weird like... He has like a weird situation happening. I'll really have to show it to you because it's I don't know. It's like they got fucking Pete from Mickey Mouse and they try to put him in a fucking BDSM uniform.
The fuck. I'm still really surprised that like Disney
Please, I need to get away from this. I need to get away from Kingdom Hearts. But like I need to show you Pete. With like that weird fucking zipper situation on his crotch.
Let me see Sexy Pete. What animal is he? Like a large chipmunk? Like a bear? A dog? Or a...
I think he's a really weird fucked up dog.
I heard Goofy wasn't a dog recently.
Yeah, I think... Wasn't he also a dog? But okay, so this podcast... How would this podcast be struck? Like, I think it would work well with you having no idea, and then, like, me just reading about it. Because then, like, you can ask these questions, like, generally about what's happening, and they would clarify it. Because, like, usually when I'm in it and I'm reading it, like, it all makes sense until I start talking, and I'm like, oh, this is just garbage. Okay, this is Pete. Can you describe him to everyone at home?
Yeah, let me see this picture of fucking sexy... Oh, okay. Jesus. Okay. What the fuck?
You know what I mean by the weird BDSM zipper that's like part of weird like
Okay, so Pete, right? So let's start with his head. Big chin, not really an accessory. Shoulders, he's got like these samurai-ish looking shoulder pauldrons, right?
Yeah, they're almost like football pads, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit. And those seem to be held on by rivets and straps. Those straps then cut diagonally across his chest like a really fucked up pair of overalls.
Yeah, it's... I don't like the energy of how many straps on it. That's like...
It looks like it's supporting like a lot of weight because those straps are holding up two massive like cargo pants pouches that are like attached to his fucking stomach, I think. And it looks like he's just got his legs in a fucking cauldron, except there's a big fucking zipper that runs all the way down the gooch.
And like, you don't know how big the zipper is, it just fucking continues down that gooch, so it could be like his whole fucking bottom half could just be all zipper.
Oh god, what the fuck?
God.
Easy, I mean, great if he wants to take a piss, bro, like...
God, yeah, he wouldn't have to take off anything, he'd just fucking unzip and his whole fucking... God, I just... Can we stop?
If he sits down, how does he sit down?
He doesn't. he doesn't.
Is there a zipper on the other side that just unzips his ass so he can take a shit?
I think it's just all the same zipper. Okay, so
God, this is so fucked, man. I don't know what I'm looking at.
So is this is this a podcast that you'd be willing to be part of, or like, should I do more like a different game or a movie to sell you on it? Because like even think series like the Friday the 13th series and like, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, like they all have like, you know, like horror movies have really convoluted stories and they like have like so many like, you know, there's like what, like 10 Jason movies or like 12 of them or something.
Yeah, because it doesn't necessarily have to be like a video game franchise, right? It could be anything.
Yeah. So like we could just keep going, and like we probably have to go back to Kingdom Hearts because they keep adding new lore every couple of every couple of years. There's always new lore. God.
What if to start off with, we could do like some episodes that were about franchises that didn't actually have too much lore. Like, well, I'm trying to think of a show that isn't complicated. Like, what about Beverly Hills 90210? Like that's not too hard, right?
Oh, like how I Met Your Mother.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh. I still actually don't know who's talking in that episode of Who I Met Your Mother. I don't know who it's about.
I think they're actually making like a spin-off series called like How I Met Your Dad or something. How I Met Your Father.
Oh, okay.
So like maybe we could catch people up on like the fucking whatever goes on in that show.
What the fuck would you call this show? Oh, you can call it I Met Your Father Already.
I Met Your Father Already.
I Already Met Your Father. Look at it doesn't make any fucking sense.
So what do we even call this podcast? Because like I wish I could call it something like fucking Wait, There's Lore, but I think that there's already like fucking merchandise and stuff that says that. The Lore House. Fuck, I don't know.
Why don't we give it a Kingdom Hearts-esque name? Like,
no, Pluck, please. I don't want to do it as much as I can. Like, if anything, if you want to learn about it, I'll hire someone to be on this podcast fucking for the Kingdom Hearts episodes to fucking read it for me.
Okay, what about Lore War of the official text endorsed by Disney? the recashioning of products.
I'm into it. Like it really does have to be fucking convoluted, because that's like that's the main thing about lore, is like the people, like, because they go over so many years, they just keep adding like more and more shit and it gets more and more like fucking complicated, and like people love like fucking put like more and more like subtitles and stuff, or like nowadays you get fucking like titles that have like remaster on it like 5 times. What about fucking Union of Podcast Lore episode 78/2 podcasters?
Yeah, was that number title like relevant at all to the story for that episode to be, I mean that game to be called that, or like was it just random, like they called it some weird shit? Like
I think there was a reason. I think because it was like divided by two, I think technically like all the stuff happens over 2 days or something, or like maybe a year happens over two days, because like time's fucked up or something. But like the I think it's just what happens to like Sora's body that's now heartless. And like without him, because his body is still there, but technically Roxas is also his, like, I don't know. I've like, it made sense in my brain, but now it's all fading.
So what you're saying is there actually is no reason. There was no reason for them to fucking name it.
There's no reason. There's no reason to any of this.
We still need a name though, right?
You're asking so many questions. Like this lore doesn't hold up to any amount of scrutiny or questions. Like I can't defend it, Matt. I just can't.
Well, why do they make it like this, man? Why do they make such a fragile story, dude? Maybe that would be good. Maybe we both have to ask questions about franchises neither of us know to like an expert.
Oh, that, yeah, and then we can get like guests on. Like we can actually get like a fucking Kingdom Hearts expert to fucking explain it. I never finished fucking Digimon Adventures, so maybe we can get someone on to explain us the plot of Digimon.
Get a Digimon expert on.
I think, like, even Yukio has, like, a fucking complicated plot. Like, you know, like, they eventually make, like, fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! University, and then it progresses to fucking card games on motorcycles, but, like, in the future, where, like, fucking police cops harass you by fucking playing card games with you.
Wait, the police fucking duel you, like, on motorcycles and shit?
Yeah, I've watched, like, one episode of Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, and I remember, like, there's a fucking police officer who's trying to catch them, but, like, they end up playing a card game with him for, like, or it'll get sent to jail. Maybe this was a fever dream, but I swear there was, like, some fucking cop that wanted to fucking beat them down playing Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh my god. If you don't send me to the Shadow Realm, I get to give you a speeding ticket.
But I need to know why. I need to know how this happened. Fucking a simple boy, fucking possessed by an Egyptian god, whatever Yu-Gi-Oh is, and how did they end up with fucking motorcycles? I want to know, like, what happened? What's the lore?
Well, you know, maybe on the next episode we'll be able to find out once we speak to a Yu-Gi-Oh expert, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. Where would we find a Yu-Gi-Oh expert? Like,
oh, fucking just go to Reddit, bro. They're full of them.
Will people want to be, like, be on this podcast? Because I feel like we'd, like, tear their plot to shreds. Like, you know, these, like, franchises people love.
We'll just have to give, like, $50 to some guy, like, to explain to us the fucking lore.
Well, we can't tell them, like, we're big fans, and then when they get here, we fucking, there's nowhere to go. We just, like, tear it apart. Because that's entrapment. I can't do that again. We can't be sued again as a podcast. I can't take it.
I mean, it's fine. We can do that. It's okay.
Because Matt, we're already going through litigation with McDonald's as in our podcast lore, so we can't handle Disney.
Well, I haven't gotten a subpoena yet, dude. I'm still waiting for my subpoena, so
I can't take out a fourth mortgage on my house, Matt. I can't do it.
I can't wait to be sued by Disney, man. I would love to be sued by Disney and McDonald's at the same time.
Would it, like, cancel each other out? Like, you just end up in a situation where could you get them to sue each other in, like, some weird turn of events? Or can you do it in the same
day? No, I want to sue them. No, it's me. Fuck, that would be so fucking funny. They just end up suing each other for the rights to sue me.
Yeah, because they both want to sue at the same time, and neither of them want to fucking wait, so they fucking have to have, like, a legal battle of who wants to sue you first. Is that how it works?
Yeah, it must be, right? I'm not a lawyer. Okay, well, I think that's a podcast, bro. What do you think, man?
Is it a podcast? I just blanked out.
Yeah.
And then, I said something. Even when you weren't there, I was still talking about fucking Kingdom Hearts and the Greek letter. And, like, God, I don't know, Matt. I'm gonna go away from this podcast and I'll fucking wake up screaming just thinking about the fucking keyblade, but the Greek letter key, and not the word key,
and not that, like, a different kind of keyblade, not the one in the story.
Yeah,
but
a different,
like,
key, but it's pronounced key, but it's actually spelled like an X, but it's the key. It was the keyblade, not to be confused by the keyblade, which is one word, just you know.
K-U-S. Is this keyblade with hyphen or non-hyphen? Because they're different, right?
I think sometimes it's X and then in brackets C-H-I.
What the fuck, man? So it's key, key and chi.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But it's pronounced key. So let me type it out. So it's X, open bracket, C-H-I, close bracket, pronounced key.
Hyphen blade.
I'll put this all in a bracket so you just understand it, and then hyphen blade.
Okay, that's the name of the episode.
Yeah, so fuck. And then podcast.
Pronounced key.
X, wait. Bracket key, pronounced key. Hyphen blade. The
what
podcast.
The fuck. The podcast. No, we need a fucking semicolon. We need a colon.
Yeah,
it has to involve. What's a really edgy subtitle, man? Like those other games had. Like, what was that sleep one you said?
Over two, fucking.
Over two,
fucking punished audio.
Perfect.
That's a podcast.
Holy fuck! Okay, great. Well, I guess we'll see you with a. Hopefully, we'll see you with a more. What do you call them? Oh, fuck, what's the name?
No, no one, it's okay, man. No, no one got to this part of the podcast. Everyone tuned out fucking half an hour ago when we were talking about the fucking, the Keyblade.
Hopefully we'll see you next week with a Redditor.
Yeah, fuck. We'll find a Redditor. We'll find someone to explain it to us. Maybe we can go on Fiverr and pay someone $5 to explain this to us.
Oh my god.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. We'll see you on the next episode of X brackets Chi pronounced Key close brackets hyphen Blade over 2 colon punished audio.
Whoever got to the end of this is the fucking the real ones.
's Ollie from Witchcast here. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us at Witchcast on Instagram or Twitter. And if you really vibe with what we're selling over here, go text your mom or your dad or your babysitter. And just tell them about the show. Bye.
Can I did what you were asking. I'd like to see my dog.